Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, I started throwing the fans. You know, every town, oh, we got the greatest fans, blah, 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 right? But look at this. It's a near blizzard. It's and it's mainly Cleveland fans. I know Pittsburgh sometimes overtakes stadiums.
Not tonight, though.
Not tonight.
This is like 90%.
Not at all.
Cleveland.
Look at this.
And they're 2-8.
They're staying.
On a Thursday night.
2-8, Thursday night. Terrible weather. You got to hand it to them.
No, you got to hand it to
them.
Yep. And they have, the team has responded, at least up to this point.
Second down and 9. Yeah, they give him a show tonight for sure.
That's Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. We are Matt Spiegel and Mark Grody on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. I would posit that so far in its young life, last night was the greatest night of football in Amazon Prime broadcast history.
I love when you posit. Go on.
I thought that was a gorgeous broadcast to watch. Like, exquisite. It just kept getting prettier and prettier and prettier as the snow came. And you saw them with multiple adjustments, especially the digital lines that they now put on so you can see where all the lines are on the field, but just all the coverage. I thought they, as a crew and the broadcast crew, convening together, and then the post-game stuff with Jameis and Whitworth and others diving into the snow and doing snow angels together.
Snow is fun.
Snow is crazy fun. It makes you feel incredibly childlike in this beautiful way to watch, you know, these incredible athletes playing football in the snow. You can't go home. And the fact that it came on like that in the third quarter, and then it was a whiteout by the fourth quarter, and incredible drama, as it turned out. I thought that was a really great broadcast on Amazon last night.
Which is why, though, like Al Michaels being surprised that people would stay, I mean, it's a bit of a novelty. Like, it doesn't happen a ton where you get snowstorms during games, so of course you have to stay and watch it and take it in and see what weird things happen because of it.
And it's a hardcore rivalry game for the Cleveland fans.
And a hardcore rivalry,
And the Cleveland fans are hard scrabble, and they stay. But just like all the different stuff, I just thought it was great.
It was great.
And I got to say, the Amazon Amazon interface, oh man, let's go. I know I've mentioned it before, but the ability to just like hit the down button on your remote control and then toggle back and forth to big plays that are labeled right there and you can watch them and it responds fast. Here in a week where Netflix is catching hell for the Tyson stuff and you're worried about their NFL coverage come Christmas Day, Amazon is killing it.
Yeah, and there was so much skepticism and issues when they first started it, remember, to the point where people were outraged by it, and now here they are starting to get it right, and people are not crushing Al Michaels as much as they did the first go around.
He was pissed and disdainful at the matchups they were getting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he was very low energy, and he's still kind of low energy. The man's 80.
I was gonna say he's old.
He's 80 years old.
It is amazing when you think about him doing that job at the age he is.
It really is. To think about doing anything.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
At the top of your game. Well, I don't know at the top.
I saw the Eagles at the Sphere, and Don Henley's like, "We're happy to be here. We've reached that age where we're happy to be anywhere."
Yes.
Good line. But last night, as Jameis Winston had what he called his NFL Films moment, and then today, NFL Films has turned that moment into an NFL Films moment, and the video is amazing, like the isolated video of his game-winning touchdown on fourth down. But Jameis had quite a night, and you got people calling him a national treasure. You got people saying how much they love him and all that. Here's Jameis talking about the snow and the fans from post-game last night.
That came out here in these conditions. It was beautiful. It was beautiful for these fans, man. I appreciate everybody that came out here in these conditions, and I just pray that everyone gets home safely. All right, please celebrate. All right, but please get home safely.
Jameis, you had talked about you had never played the Steelers before. You had seen stuff on NFL film. So did you find yourself like in the middle of a NFL Films game against?
Man,
the-
you know, it really was amazing. Like I was just praying on the sideline because that fourth quarter, it really was like it was a whole paradigm shift. Like we were playing so well offensively, and then bang, bang, back to back drives with turnovers, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this is really an NFL Films moment. The snow starts pouring down. It starts getting like the I felt like my feet started getting heavy because I'm squishing through the snow, and man, it was so good. And it was so great, man. It wasn't the best footing, but this is football. Right. This is Cleveland, Ohio. It's snowing, man. This is what you live and you dream and you pray for, to be in an environment like this, man. And like you hope for a win, and we got the win. You make snow angels.
Your first time singing Jingle Bells after a game?
Well, you know, the only reason I'm singing Jingle Bells is because I FaceTimed my wife this morning, and my boys were singing it in the car on the way to school. You know, so they had it stuck in my head. You know, when we first got up here to Cleveland, like on the plane, my boys singing Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, because I told them about my first trip in March where it snowed out of the middle of nowhere. I'm getting my physical, and it started snowing. So I told them, hey, Cleveland is a place where it snows. You know, we coming from Tampa and New Orleans. They ain't seen no snow, really. Like the only time they seen snow when we were back in Alabama. So they were singing Jingle Bells. So they had me singing Jingle Bells.
Jameis, the irony of a guy from Alabama and a guy from South Florida making some of the biggest plays in the middle of a snowstorm. I mean, just how much
it shows you just the love of football, what the love of football would do, man. You have football brings so many people from different areas, different backgrounds together, and how beautiful is it for us to go out there and execute. I mean, Nick's from Georgia, you know, like we're doing great things, man, and we have to build off this.
So look, that's great TV, and it was a really, really cool night. I got a question, and I know I'm the good vibes guy. I don't want to be a hater, but I genuinely have missed some context here. So maybe you guys can help me out a little bit. National treasure? They call Jameis Winston a national treasure now? Like, this is a thing. I heard Stacey Dales this morning on the morning show, love Stacey Dales' work, saying like how much she loves Jameis Winston and loves him. And I know he does like good pregame speeches, and that was great, and he's passionate and everything. But it like, are we just kind of burying all the stuff that happened when he was in school with like the rape charges and the settlement for about $1 million, and then the accuser talking in the documentary, The Hunting Ground, telling the whole story? And I don't care about the crab legs. I mean, you know, he shoplifted some crab legs at one point, and that's a stupid, childish thing to do. But like, did I miss the full-time exoneration and turn into national treasure?
Honestly,
was there a thing with an Uber? Uber driver too?
Some guys get lucky. Like, think about the guy who just boxed last week on Netflix, Mike Tyson. Some people would call him a national treasure. And Lord knows he has... He went to jail. And maybe he gets forgiven because he went to jail.
You know what? It's a very good point. Because whenever Shane last week was pointing out stuff about Mike Tyson, I was like, but man, Mike Tyson served his sentence. And Mike Tyson, you know, has some redemption.
But he's got that pass. And, he did.
Yes, he does.
The allegations are the allegations.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe I missed the redemption of Jameis Winston somewhere along the way.
I don't know if there's redemption. I want to have us be careful with words because there was never a rape charge. It was a rape accusation.
Yes.
So let's just be careful with those words just for
thank you
purposes.
Yeah, and there was,
and there was a settlement.
There was a settlement.
$950,000, something like that. That being said, those are all bad things. I think the national treasure thing right now is Jameis Winston is very popular on social media right now. There are so many like Jameis Winston compilations of his pregame speeches and postgame speeches and interviews going on TikTok and Instagram Reels right now. So I think that's probably what they're referring to. He's a very, very popular figure among sports social media right now.
Okay, and he's,
in the Gen Z, Gen Alpha world. Who doesn't really know what happened at Florida and then Auburn and Florida State.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, and he's clearly like passionate and fun and he's got zest for the moment. He's thrilled as a journeyman to be getting these chances, embraces Cleveland, embraces wherever he's been along the way.
He's comfortable with who he is. I mean, this was a number, right? He was a number one overall pick and he is kind of, he says neat things and he's sort of become comfortable with who he is. Like, you're right. This is a journeyman quarterback who people all of a sudden love because he says neat things and he was a number one overall pick.
I have this visceral reaction because I whether I was on the air, it was right after we were on the air when there was that big thing at FSU in 2016, like, and they clearly seemed to have influenced the police down there in Tallahassee, like a strong-armed college football program can. And I remember like having this visceral reaction that is still a part of me of like, oh man, they covered up some stuff there.
No, they set it up like bad guy stuff the way the talk was at the time. So, which obviously, you know, he had to deal with.
Important clarification from Shane, and I think also important context that there's a lot of people out there who just like that stuff just kind of passed them by.
I am also going to send him my 1985 Wilbur Marshall interception with the snow falling down. I'm going to send him the VH cop. If he is so into the snow falling, I'm going to send him that. Wasn't it snowing also when the Bears clinched the NFC title game in 2006? Wasn't there snow coming down from the heavens as well?
There was. That's why I hope we ask Olin about memories of playing in weather like that. And then the first thing that I thought of was the NFC title game towards the end. It was during the fourth quarter.
I remember it coming down during the confetti, at the very end when they're setting up the truck and the snow is falling down. So
that's awesome.
Let's rush that to Jameis Winston as well.
This morning I showed Ruben the highlights, showed the 12-year-old the highlights because he loves snow. Like yesterday morning when we're walking to school and he's like, oh my God, it's snowing, Daddy. Oh my God. Like he just adores it. So we're watching the highlights and it doesn't start with any snow. He's like, why are we watching this? Why are you making me watch this condensed game? I'm like, just trust me. And as it got whiter and whiter and whiter, he's like, yeah, it's absolutely
Where's the good sledding? In the South Loop.
Right by Soldier Field.
Oh, okay.
Right across.
Yes.
There's that hill that's right across.
Okay.
Right across there, right across Recreation Drive or whatever that is.
Perfect.
Right there.
Perfect.
It's a phenomenal hill. What would you do for love? Mm. Shane would do anything for love. If you ask nicely enough, he would do anything for love.
Even that? Even that which Meatloaf wouldn't do?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
That's amazing.
Olin Krutz at the top
Louis
of the
Anderson.
Hour. Olin Krutz at the top of the hour. Shane and Doing Things for Love next on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.